Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Rama.
Hare Krishna. I also want to thank you very much for your enthusiastic and kind welcome to the two of us here in your wonderful temple with a nice, which is nicely decorated for the occasion. Thank you very, very much for coming and caring to listen. I also would like to say what Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj said. I want to put an exclamation mark up there. I think Maharaj was in Boston at a conference where he was presenting aspects of our philosophy to an academic audience, and he wrote an email that he would like to discuss a little bit about assisting the devotees in Croatia, and then we organized a Skype conference, and then we telephoned. I believe you were already in Germany, maybe possibly Kolkata, or did we start in America already? I also don't remember. Somehow we had a telephone conversation. Yes, I also think Maharaj was at that time at the abode of Radha Madan Mohan in Kolkata, and then we discussed on this Skype together, and we felt it would be nice to come here and really encourage all the devotees of Krishna in this wonderful country. And we had a few Skype conversations. I think we both enjoyed it that finally we had a reason to discuss, because often we older devotees are so busy with our projects that we don't find so many opportunity to associate. And on one of the Skype conversations, I told myself with Maharaj a dream which I had the night before. I dreamt that Srila Prabhupada was actually visiting Croatia. I had I don't know if you will hurry more than you hear about it. I knew that Srila Prabhupada had written some letters encouraging the preaching in the former Yugoslavia, but now in my dream he had actually come here and he had visited our temple, and he was very impressed. He felt very amazed that yes, now there is a foothold or a representation of Krishna consciousness also in Zagreb. He felt very happy. He felt it is an accomplishment. And then he asked about the preaching here, and he felt very, very wonderful that there are temples in Rijeka, in Split, in Sarajevo, in Belgrade, there's, I think, a preaching center. And so he was informed, and then also he became aware that there was a group of devotees who worshipped him, but who was not coming to this temple for various reasons. And I remember in the dream, when Prabhupada became concerned, and he actually encouraged the devotees that again an attempt is made so that there is a harmonious understanding amongst the devotees. I thought this dream was not what the psychologists would call wishful thinking. You know, when an individual has a desire in his heart, then he may dream something, fulfillment of this desire. For instance, he may dream, I would like to have a pizza, and then he dreams in the night that he eats a pizza, and it becomes a reality due to his wishful thinking. I do not think this is a result of this wishful thinking, but I do remember that Srila Prabhupada would make all his endeavors to somehow integrate in this movement even those who were thinking differently. And I remember this very distinctly, that he felt pain in his heart when that was not possible. And he made attempts with different groups. I know one group in Hawaii, some Siddha Swarup. I'm not so, you know, I don't know history so well, but I know about this group and several other groups. And I saw him when we visited him in Sweden. So I shared with Maharaj this dream. How pleased Srila Prabhupada would be if we could come and encourage all the devotees who feel enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. And this dream found some resonance with Maharaj, who expressed similar feelings. So I'm now happy that there are recordings of these presentations which we give, and I also understand that there is live streaming. We may have to put this news in the our Croatian website, so that devotees begin to understand whether there is a possibility to see these presentations by staying at our home and watching from the home. So that may be encouraging for the devotees. And you know, we now make many kirtan melas and kirtan events all over the world, and I always insist we must have live streaming so that devotees can also dance in Timbuktu and Alaska and wherever they find themselves for various reasons. Good. So I feel this is very important, that also Dr. Maharaj stated that this is our hope. We feel like this. We feel responsible for all our disciples. Whatever happens to them, we feel responsible for all the devotees. And we know that many attempts have been made. We are not the only ones who have this concern. Also, all of you have this concern, but we want to support this type of thinking and concern very much. I thought in this evening presentation, as an opening, I would talk about the central theme of our spiritual life, the spiritual quest, and then I will tell you what happened yesterday in the castle. Hare Krishna. There is a series of verses in the Bhagavatam. They start with the first canto, chapter, second chapter, text 16, where a serious problem of the conditioned soul is described. The problem is that we have turned away from Krishna, and when we turned away from Krishna, did not really think of ourselves as Krishna Dasas or Krishna Dasis any longer, we became covered with a false identity, which is not being Krishna's servant, but which is a construction of the false ego. We have a certain understanding of aham, I am, and mameti, this is my, my opinions, my visions, my solutions, my rights, and so on and so forth. This is based on a mistake. We have, so to say, morphed is a word in which like my changed into something else here in this world. We are parts of Krishna, we are Krishna Dasas, but we have come up by a false identity. If we speak of transformation and coming back to our real identity, we have to do it here. We have to go back, we have to return to our right identity. The German, I was talking just a few minutes ago with Goran, and we like to talk about philosophy. Goran is a singer, but also great. He's very learned in philosophy and literature. And I said to him something which I just picked up. You know, there was this very deeply religious person in Germany, Meister Eckhart. Some of you might have heard. He was a Christian priest, and he had thoughts. It was a little bit too advanced for his time. He was almost put burned. But burned at the stake, but he died a few months before that, a natural death. Nowadays he is considered one of German's holy men, and he expressed the idea of going back to our real identity, or transforming from the false person to the real Krishna Das. He said like this: every one of us should try to become that person which he was when he stood face to face to God, with God. Can you understand? Should I say again? Because everyone of us should try to become that person who he once was when he stood face to face with God. That's a very nice concept. And the Bhagavatam describes this transformation, this becoming what we once were, or becoming what we can become. It depends on what angle you like to take philosophically. The Bhagavatam says that for this to happen, we must make a surgical operation in our heart. In our heart there's a knot, the knot of false ego. We must take the sword, I think it's a machka. The mach, yes, very similar. The sword of knowledge, the mach. Oh yes. That we must take. And we must cut that ego. Our. It is painful. But I believe if we are willing to see ourselves as Krishna Dasas, as the persons who we once were, or which we can become, when we are face to face with God, it is easier to get the enthusiasm to be ready to go through this process. The Bhagavatam describes the way out. It describes what we can do to cut our false identity, the knot in the heart, and become again a Krishna Das. The simple process, I will not talk so long because I know you are tired, not so attentive. It's in the evening, we want to hear light talk. We need to find devotees and by their mercy an inclination is awakened in our heart, an initial faith for Lord Vasudev, that is the Lord who is there in every heart. And this inclination, tendencia, I think we say, the tendencia, yes, this tendencia to serve again Krishna here in this world is coming when we hear about Krishna and chant. And I feel it's very important, even if, see, when we are devotees, and we are in the association of devotees, because our egos are not purified, we have ahamamiti, there are sometimes clashes because of differences. That you cannot avoid this. That is happening. If our false egos would not be there, no false egos, we would be very easy. We would dance with Krishna and with each other. We must find devotees and hear about Krishna together, chant together, and then this knot of false ego is solved. I'm not happy that some devotees have not come. The only solution is to come and hear about Krishna, to chant together, forget about our differences and take the medicine of Krishna consciousness, which will take care of this knot of the heart and cut the knot of the heart, and then we are free to go together to Krishna. If the knot of the heart is there, we will always be in different opinions. It is unbearable. It happens. If this would not happen, we wouldn't be in the material world. It's that simple. Because we have all knots in the heart. Some knots are just conflicting with other knots. And the solution is to purify the heart by hearing about Krishna in the association of devotees. I needed to explain this to the toughest audience in Germany. I have in Germany a very tough audiences, and they split always in two groups. It's the children of our community in the Dharma Castle. There are the younger children, and then there are the older children. And the older children think the younger children are foolish, and the younger children think the older children are arrogant, and they quarrel like this. The parents have invited, no, it came like this. I give regular lectures there, the Gora Leela evenings, and some of you might have heard them. They are on Mayapur TV, all this. For this I need a very peaceful room without children, but because we have many children in that community, I used to get problems because I needed to send them out when I would give the Gora Leela Kirtan. They began to hate me and Krishna consciousness because they were sent out all this. And then the parents said, this is not good, you know, that our children do not like Krishna consciousness. And I said, well, what can we do? And then one parent suggested, why don't you give children lectures before you give the lectures for the grown-ups? Then they are satisfied, and they are also bored, and they don't come in the lectures which you give in the Dharma class, and just so that I could give my undisturbed lectures to many devotees there and so on, I agreed to give children lectures. Now I have the toughest audience in the world, children, who let you know when they are bored. They just walk out of your class. They are merciless, really merciless audience. And those who are dear with children, I think they know you have to. They are, whatever is in their mind, they immediately do it. They are not like grown-up people who can suppress it for some time. So, I wanted to explain So the children have two groups, the older ones and the younger ones, and I want them to come together and listen to Krishna conscious subjects, and I have to somehow say something which appeals to both of them. And yesterday was the first day after 5 years of trying where I felt I was successful by Krishna's mercy. I told him a story about this, what I have just tried to explain to you philosophically, how the sense of identity gets transformed into something which we are not, in a different and difficult atmosphere, and how we can re-transform it. And I had to explain it that the young ones and the old ones would agree to listen together to this. This is what I told them. It's something which I have heard. It's in one of the Upanishads. It's about a merchant who goes into a forest in order to get wealth in the forest. Who of you can imagine what wealth you can get in the forest?
Sandalwood.
What?
It's a fruit.
A fruit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fruits, different types of fruits. Mm-hmm.
Some minerals.
Minerals you can get. Yes.
Solitude.
You can't sell that. He's a merchant. He wants to sell anything. But Anuradha is not a merchant. She is a. Yes, that's the wealth of a forest. That's why saints go to the forest. But he was a merchant. He wanted wealth. So while he was finding different minerals, fruits, maybe some honey, sandalwood, and so on, he came to something. There was a big hole which went deep into the ground, but which was covered with sticks and leaves, and he went, and he was going like this. He came to the hole, fell down 30 meters into a net. I asked the children, how did he feel when he fell down? But they said, frightened, fearful, and so on. He fell like this and was very afraid. He lost his consciousness when he finally hit the net. And some wild people found him in the net. They were dressed, they were wild people, and I asked the children, how were they dressed? And someone said, well, they had the hair like this, and they had a bone through the hair, and the children were all explaining, and even the old people, old children began to think. And this man became a captured prisoner of some cannibal tribe. The cannibals kept him, but the way they kept him was very intelligent. They made him the king. The merchant, who was always after some wealth, became the king of the cannibal tribe. He learned their language. And he forgot all about his family, his children, his intention to go in the forest to get wealth. He became the king of a tribe, and he felt very, very proud of himself and very good. Now the tribe did this. They had this habit of catching people and then making them part of their tribe, and after 2 years they would take the person to the place of judgment. They would take the king slaughter him, cook him, and distribute his meat to all the members of the tribe, because they believed that king blood, even if it was a king, a false king, would strengthen their heart and their bodies. Told the children. And the old ones were going like, wow. And the young ones were going, wow. And they were listening now. They were captured of my, they were prisoners of my story. then I asked them, he felt so good, my dear children, that he never thought about his inevitable death. Can you imagine what saved him in the end? The children were now thinking. And one child, the clever child, the daughter of Gadadhar, Radhika, got an idea. She thought, I think the brother, if he had a brother, this man, must have looked for him. And I said, exactly, Radhika. The brother looked for him. And he came to the place where his brother had fallen into the abyss. Abyss is a very deep place, and was caught by the net. And he found his brother, and he began to talk to him about the real world, the free world. And at first, his brother, who was now believing he was a king, was very unwilling. He said to him, why do you always disturb me? Don't you see? I'm the ruler of these good people. These people are not good, said his brother. I will show you the place where the cooking pots are. And you will see the bones around the cooking pots and know about your future. So he did this one morning. He brought him, and there were human bones around the cooking pot. And he said, I don't want to disturb your appetite for the evening soup. The brother was successful by talking regularly about the real world, the world which was beyond the adopted world, the constructed world, and so on. He could bring his deceived or illusioned brother to make good sense. And then only 2 weeks, I won't explain the whole story here, two weeks before the so-called king was to be judged and killed and eaten, 2 weeks before, he had made an escape with his brother into the real world. The children, I told it, of course, very in children language, they came together and became one group. They understood that yes, we are like these people, we are here, and we also need to come to the real world. We need to wake up to the real world. We need to assist ourselves. Just like the man adopted a wrong identity and became a false king and was captured by this illusion, we are all captured by the illusion that it is indeed possible for us to enjoy this world in our illusioned state, and so on. And even when we come to spiritual movement, we are not ready to give up our false identities as Aham Mameti. But the only solution which we have to wake up is really when our brothers come and talk to us about Krishna consciousness. Yat Adnusida, there's a verse like this. By hearing about Krishna, the sword of knowledge will cut the knot of false ego, and again the self, who is was covered with illusion is becoming the master. It means it becomes free from the influence of Maya. And so it is similarly our hope, you know, to share good Krishna conscious informations with all of the devotees here. And we are happy that there is a recording technique available, that the lectures can be recorded and heard by all the devotees, and the president of Croatia would be also nice, I think, if he learns the qualities of a leader from Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj, like vision, enthusiasm, and facility needs to be given. These are very useful information, which when we act upon this, it is very, will be very good for a harmonious, spiritually strong community. So it is our humble request. It's our inner motivation to help all of you. And I would like to request you to listen with two ears. One is, what is the information which we get? Maybe you want to make some notes. We have a Krishna conscious professor amongst us. Normally we have to pay a lot of money to listen to one single lecture. Here it's all for free. We should learn very attentively, become students. And then the second ear should be open also. That is the ear which wants to know, how can I put this knowledge to work in my life? I sometimes think we devotees suffer from an information overdoses. And when there is any new information, we just think, no, this doesn't fit any longer. The only thing which fits is good prasadam. That is always quickly digested. You know, informations are also like this. They need to be digested, and then you will be always hungry for more. And the way you digest information is the same way like you digest food. You have to apply it. You have to make it useful for your life. The food has to be by enzymes. They have to cut the food into its different nourishing ingredients, and then this goes to the cells and brings strength. In the same way, information which you get, you have to do something with it. It has to be digested and used for your spiritual nourishment and for your spiritual progress, and then you will be able to move forward with strength. That will happen. Yes. So, Hare Krishna. So nice to be back here. I have so many good memories. It's amazing. Lots of memories how we went with. In the old times, we couldn't come travel with devotees. We had to go with false hair, even. But glitters, yes. And I put a ponytail on here. It looked like a artificial hair, like it was made from a ponytail, I remember. Yeah, so good. Dobro.